Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love. And thank you for your love being motivated and shining through in the words and the attitudes and the actions of believers out there, Father God. Thank you. I thank you for Kim's word this morning. I thank you for Brother Angus's word, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful plan you've got for us. Thank you, Lord, that as much as the Father loved you, you love us. And so in finding you, we're finding ourselves. And so we can be bold and we can be strong every day, right into the fullness. And thank you for this word this morning telling us just to keep our focus and run the race and be the unique fragrance in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, I hand over to Danita. Danita's my precious. We'll do the readings.
Philippians 3 verse 12 to 14. I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing, but I run with passion into his abundance so that I may reach the purpose for which Christ Jesus laid hold of me to make me his own. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future instead. I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus.
Hallelujah. This is just so beautiful. And we can just understand, you know, that this has been God's heart from the very beginning, before the foundations of this world were made, before he set everything in order. He already had a plan and beauty for his children, for each and every one. Isn't that mind-blowing? That's a God we serve, all-knowing, all-powerful, and all over. And then they are family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is what it's all about. You know, one time we were just caught up in our natural inheritance and who our families are, you know, what is their name, what do we stand, they stand for. And that could have just entertained us with, you know, some hand clap and some good feelings, and that's good. But then also could have just, we could have been born into a family that's just not where they're supposed to be. And yeah, so I think there's a bit of both, you know, some good, some bad. But the wonderful thing of understanding that our origin is found in God. Look to the rock from which you were honed. We were God's idea from the very beginning. And that's what the new birth is all about. That's what our predestination is all about, is waking up to the God that knew us before even we were formed. And when we were formed, the days ordained for us were already there. And that's what we have come into. So it's all, as it says here, and that, you know, I forget what lies behind and I press on so that I may attain this, not that I have attained it. You see, we have attained it in God. In God, everything about you is hidden. Every testimony, every story, every person you meet, what you're going to accomplish, the gifts you're going to walk in, everything. It's like we see mighty big trees as we're traveling here in this beautiful area of South Africa, here, Cozy Bay. And just to think, you know, God knew them even before they were growing. And then when the seed was laid there for them, he knew, you know, how it's going to look. He knew how many birds are going to be on it. He knows everything about everything. And that's the God we have come to. And that's the adventure we have come to. And that's why we're wanting to enjoy it every day. Every day, just being in tune, developing on schedule, because that is God's heart. And that's why as we look to him, run to him, draw from him, we can't miss out on anything that has been laid out for our lives. So, but as Paul says here, the one thing we do, forgetting even all the good and the beauty and the wonderful testimonies. You know, I've been so blessed. Since I've come now nearly 40 years to the Lord, there's been so many testimonies. And I sometimes meditate them, I go over them, I get tears in my eyes, I get encouraged. And I, And I long for more. But then I've just got, as the word said this morning with like with Brother Angus, be patient. Amen. Faith and patience, we inherit the promises. So we just got to be patient. But the beautiful thing is God is bringing the newness. This is how big our God is. This is, and our story is found in Jesus. That's why Jesus is the name above all names, and why he's reconciling all things. He's bringing us each into our unique name. And so we all fit together like a tapestry in this family, and we bring about the fragrance of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. So stay with your God, be encouraged, and walk with your head lifted up high. It's because your past has been dealt with, sins has been taken away, and it's just goodness and mercy and God's favor that's following you the rest of your life, so as to be a fragrance to touch people and bring about his kingdom and trap the devil under our feet. Amen.
Amen.